Now then, to tweet or not to tweet? Well, for some people in the public eye, that's the question. And you may know that I'm a bit of a tweeter or a twitter or a twit, one of the two. You can find me under Breakfast Ben, and it's possibly safe to say I follow a fair few of you lot too. Well, millions of people worldwide keep tabs on their favourite celebrities' lives by following them on the social networking site. Well, now the musings of serial tweeters such as Stephen Fry and Jamie Oliver and the rest of them have led to so-called microblogging being put under the microscope, and it's an English lecturer from the University of Leicester who's been doing the research. She's called Ruth Page, or Ruth Tweet Page, and she's with me now. Ruth, morning.
Hi Ben, thanks for having me on the show.
Celebrities tweet all the time now.
They do, and they tweet a lot, and they have huge numbers of followers. Millions.
Millions. I mean, Stephen Fry, I guess, was the most high-profile first of this group, wasn't
he? In the UK, yes. In America, it's Britney Spears and Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. They're the big three over there.
Demi Moore keeps sending photographs of herself not wearing very much.
I know. Funny that. Can't think why. Not going to follow suit. Yes. No chance.
The thing is, I mean, I was started to tweet, I don't know, maybe, was it a year ago? Maybe not quite that long. And I do find it beguiling. I have a slightly love-hate relationship with it. And I find myself, one week I'll just tweet loads. And then I think, oh God, I'm bored about this. And then I stop tweeting for a bit. And then people tweet back and say, where are you?
I think the best thing for non-celebrities is the conversation you can have with Twitter. And I think that's what's interesting about what the celebrities don't do, in that they're not having the conversations on Twitter in quite the same way, or definitely not as much. But I think for most people, when they want to use Twitter, it's the possibility of interacting and catching up with people, or finding information from people that you'd never meet in the offline world. It's really attractive.
Why do celebs tweet then?
It's a great way of boosting their profile, a really good way of getting themselves talked about on Twitter, and kind of feeding off what the mainstream media do. So if there's a report in the mainstream media about the celebrities, they link to it on Twitter, so they make sure their followers see it. If they've got a show coming up, they make sure that they tell their fans that it's happening minutes before, as it's happening, as the show's going on. So like Amanda Holden, she'll tweet through the Britain's Got Talent shows actually while she's there on the judge's desk.
Which, of course, is beguiling, isn't it? Because it gives you a little window into what you think is a very private, you know, rarefied world.
Yeah, well, that's what it feels like. But when you look closely at the tweets, actually what you find is that three quarters of the time what they're saying is, oh, on my show tomorrow, there is so-and-so. This is my product and you can buy this at such and such. Not necessarily, this is some secret part of my life that I'm showing you. So you feel like you're getting the real person because they're doing it in a conversational way. But really what they're doing is selling you their show.
Plugging their show.
Absolutely.
And then there are, I follow Dom Jolly, which, right, can I just say, needs an 18 certificate. predominantly because he swears quite a lot. He's quite
so
funny.
So does Lily Allen.
Oh, it's dreadful. But he has a row with his followers regularly. They have a go at him. And it's almost a kind of a hate thing going on. Which is an odd...
Yeah, and it's not something that I saw in the tweets that I was looking at. Mostly people are very positive, and the celebrities are very keen to say to their fans, you're doing a great job.
We love you.
Thank you so much. Kiss, kiss, smiley face.
I mean, it's interesting. I've just looked at Chris Evans. I like his tweet feeds, or I don't even know what you call them, his tweets, because they often do have photographs of him at home with his son and mucking about with his cars and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
We quite like that. But equally, he plugs his books mercilessly.
Oh, absolutely.
His book's out today. He's just tweeted now, whatever it was, 5 minutes ago that's come through, that his book's out today. So that means that's a bit self-serving in that sense, isn't it?
I guess so. Are you going to go and buy his book?
Do you know what? I probably am. That's the funny. I bought his last one.
It worked then.
Because he tweeted all the way through writing the darn thing. it was dreadful. So listen, it's interesting that because Facebook's obviously huge. Mm-hmm. has become massive. And I know that you're a Facebooker.
I am. I'm a Facebook diva.
Are people either Facebookers or tweeters?
I think they use them for very different things. So people use Facebook for catching up with their friends. And people will use Twitter for managing their professional life and their professional status, sharing news in that kind of way. So they do two different things.
What advice would you give then to reach out to more followers? How do you go about getting more followers?
Say something that's worth saying. Be yourself and say something with some content in. So I don't think people are going to be really very interested in whether somebody's had fish fingers for their tea, but they're going to be really interested in knowing the latest news that's in your field of work, or something that's really important to people who will work in the same area as you.
Well, and of course, there is the whole etiquette thing. As we were talking about this off air, about the whole, I have a Facebook account, which I haven't accessed for years. We set it up to do a piece on The Breakfast Show, and I now get friends coming to me, you know, at parties and saying, why haven't you accepted me on Facebook? It's like, I don't know, I never go on it. It's like a dreadful social slur. Anyway, listen, you're not a tweeter, but you are going to go and reactivate.
I am going to resurrect my tweet profile.
So all tweeters, go and have a look at Ruth's tweet page and see what you've got to say.
Thank you very much.
It'll be something worthwhile and interesting.